You might not give it much thought, but when food is wasted, it has an adverse impact on the environment. WBGO's Stephanie Avila reports on how some local organizations are trying to improve that nationwide problem.
The FDA currently estimates that 30 to 40% of all food supply in America is wasted, making it the largest category of material that is sent to landfills. Organizations like Table to Table are on a mission to stop the waste.
We pick up from about 150 different donors. The food is distributed to about 250 partner agencies. And last year, we picked up enough food for 23 million meals. It's an insane amount. And if you think that would have just been thrown away, that's the part that is just baffling.
That was Julie Kinner, Director of Recipient Relations and Community Affairs with Table to Table. The organization serves Bergen, Essex, Hudson, and Passaic counties, and Kinner says that the demand for food has exploded across the board due to COVID-19.
What happened, and seriously what happened overnight, is I am getting phone calls, I would bet 5 to 10 a day, from churches, from even places like Salvation Army and Boys and Girls Clubs and, you know, established community centers, and they're looking for food. And right now, I just don't have anything left.
Feeding America has projected that the number of food insecure individuals could rise to as high as 55 million due to the economic effects of COVID-19. Table to Table is feeling the pressure.
I've been with Table to Table for 21 years. This right now is definitely the hardest part of my job that I've ever had, is apologizing and saying we just don't have the amount of food that we need.
Although the need is intense, Kinner says that she has seen communities rise to the challenge. One organization that is doing their part is the Greater Newark Conservancy. The Conservancy provides farm and garden space for community members, advocacy for environmental issues, education for children and families, and job training. Most recently, the Greater Newark Conservancy has handled the delivery operations for the emergency food distribution system in Newark. This system keeps senior citizens safe by reducing the need to visit grocery stores while also assisting in the elimination of food waste. I spoke with Executive Director Robin Doherty to learn more.
On Thursday mornings, a truck comes with pallets, and between my staff and some medical student volunteers, Jersey Cares is another group that sends some folks, because packing up between 17 and 20,000 pounds of food takes a number of hours.
It's a colossal endeavor, to be sure, with many partners handling different parts of the process. CareSpark, Table to Table, the Lincoln Park Coast Cultural District, and the Grotta Fund are all main players in the project. Several other groups offer support in other ways.
Collaboration sometimes isn't easy, but in this case, the partners that are working together work very well together. We're just trying to get this work done and make sure that our seniors have some food to eat.
Given all of this support, the emergency food distribution system has been able to multiply the number of seniors being served within a month of beginning.
Eventually, we'll have 10 buildings, and it will be about 2,000 seniors that are getting these packages.
Do you see the system potentially continuing even after the lockdown ends?
Yes, we do. First of all, who knows when this is going to end, right? There is going to be a lot of phasing of, you know, opening of this and that, and there's still going to be the virus, which is very dangerous for seniors. And so many of them will not want to go to a grocery store. This need will still be there, and there'll still be additional produce that needs to be rescued.
Although this system is a collaboration between organizations, Doherty still stresses the importance of individual contribution.
As they say, think globally, but act locally. That's still very applicable. You have to get involved. You can't say, oh, somebody else is doing it, I don't need to worry about it, because they're saying that same thing. Oh, somebody else is doing it, you know? And then you find out nobody's doing it, and the next thing you know, you wake up next to a garbage dump or a incinerator, and you say, how did that get there? Well, lots of permitting, lots of process, but we all are so consumed with our own selves and are a little bit selfish, I'll say. And so just, you know, being involved in your community, knowing who your neighbors are, you know, finding out what are some of the issues in your community that maybe you could get involved with, because, you know, that's the only way things do change.
On the question of how individuals can pitch in, Kinner immediately thought of the impact that one volunteer in particular has made in his community.
One volunteer, Mr. Norton, a senior himself, he makes me crazy, but he insists on delivering about 30 bags himself. They are his neighbors. They are the people that he knows needs it. And every Thursday, there's, you know, piles of bags for different delivery groups to bring the bags to. And then there's the pile for Mr. Norton, and he insists on bringing it.
For the WBGO Journal, I'm Stephanie Avila in Newark.
This story was produced in collaboration with Civic Story and the New Jersey Sustainability Reporting Project.